Get real advice about anything from two women who've experienced a lot of life. They want to share their joy and knowledge of life with you. These two women are young enough to remember and old enough to know. Here's your hosts, Pam Gray and Rochelle Allhadeff.
Welcome to Chat with Women. This is Pam.
Hi, this is Rochelle. I have a question. Have you ever wanted to sit on Oprah's couch? I know you have, Pam. You've wanted to be on the yellow couch.
How many times have I said I want to be on the yellow couch?
You've said it a lot.
A million times.
A lot.
You jump up and down on it like Tom Cruise did?
No, I just want to sit there and talk to Oprah.
I do.
Well, we're going to share with you some ideas, some tips. Well, even bigger than that. We have a woman joining us today, and she can tell you how to do it. I mean, she's got all the experience, all the knowledge. But then we've got somebody else joining us in studio. And do you wonder what publicity is? I mean, you know, you hear about it, you talk about it, marketing, public. What is
very confusing?
What are all these words? So we're going to chat with these ladies, these professional ladies, who are going to make it happen for you. And I know some people, I'm going to use your name, Nancy, but some people look at you and go, she's just the queen.
Oh,
yeah, so we have the queen in studio, so we're excited. We're gonna chat it up. So we've got a great show today, and
you really want to stay tuned because Rochelle and I struggle with this. So ever since we started our business, how do we get our name out there and what is publicity? So stay tuned. You're going to learn how. But first, let's introduce the Taste of the City person who's joining us today. And her name is Shannon Borg, and she's the wine editor of Seattle Magazine. We've never had the wine editor on, so we'd like to welcome you to Chat with Women.
Oh, well, thanks very much. I'm glad to be here.
This is one of our favorite subjects. So
I'm
really glad to have you. So you're going to talk today a little bit about wine getaways in Washington. So can you give us some ideas of where we can do that and a little bit about that?
Sure. In this month's issue of Seattle Magazine, we gather a bunch of ideas about where to go, what to see, where to stay, which wines to try. But I think this is a great time to get away to wine country right now, especially since gas is so expensive and people aren't flying off to big vacations. Staying a little bit closer to home is a great way to go. And there are several different wine country areas within, a few hours. There's Woodinville, just near Redmond, near Seattle. And also there's Yakima and Walla Walla, which are about 4 or 5 hours away. And if you have a little car, you can just toss a few things in the car and head off for a weekend and have a great time.
I love that. Well, the cover of the magazine is so inviting. You've got, it's featuring wine country. It's so beautiful. Shannon, why don't you tell us some of the things that are in the magazine? And I know you're chatting about we can, just jump in the car. Well, where do we jump to? Where does the car take us?
Exactly.
I'll tell you a few of my favorite places.
Okay.
Right in the middle of wine country in Walla Walla, just south of town, there is this wonderful new inn. It's called Jurisville Vineyard and Inn. And it's just a beautiful, tiny little bed and breakfast, basically, that you can, there's only 4 or 5 rooms, if that, maybe 4. And you can stay there and literally walk out your door onto a wonderful little brick patio and look out over the vineyards that are in Walla Walla. Within about 2 miles, a drive or a walk or a bicycle ride, you can probably hit about 8 or 10 wineries, including Pepperbridge, which is one of the oldest wineries in the state, and Trust, which is a very cute little new tasting room that has some great wines. There's so many good wines very close to there. But I just love that feeling of walking out your door and being in the vineyard.
Well, also in Woodinville, you've got hotels there as well, right, that you can step out and go to wine tasting. We were told there's 44 wineries, I think, in Woodinville now. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. And in one area, there's this part, we're probably going to feature in the magazine at a future point, but we had so much information, it was really hard to get it all in one issue. But there's a great little area to know about called the Woodinville, well, we call it the Warehouse District. And there are a bunch of little sort of nondescript buildings that several young winemakers have set up shop in, and you go inside and they're really set up with all the barrels and a beautiful little tasting room, and often they have events with music. So there's Gorman Winery and Mark Ryan Winery and Sparkman Cellars, and these guys have really kind of taken the wine world by storm recently, making these really big, lush red wines. Of course, they get their grapes from the other side of the state where it's dry and where most of the grapes are grown, but they do a great job of making a tourist destination here on this side that's closer for people to go to.
Well, I think that's very exciting. How do we know where they are? I mean, you say they're in a warehouse. Is it identified? How do we know?
It's a little hard to find if you don't have a map, but go online. There is a Woodinville Wine Country website, and you can get a map there, as you can with Walla Walla. There's the Walla Walla Wine Alliance website, and Yakima and Rattlesnake Hills. We have 9 AVAs, or areas where that grow and produce wine and that promote their tourism. So they each have their own websites, but also I think the best place to go is WashingtonWine.org, and that's the Washington Wine Commission website, where they have so much information about every single winery in the state, and we have over 500 right now. So it will take you a while to see all of them.
Well, you can take a day and choose where you want to go. So now Seattle, they can go to seattlemag.com as well, right, and see all these articles that you are what you've talked about the wine country, correct?
Yes, exactly. I have one wine tasting room that I think your listeners will really like. There is along the main drag in Walla Walla, there are so many cute little shops and restaurants, and it's growing all the time, but there's one winery called Dama Wines, and it's capital D-A, capital M-A, named after Don Kammer and Mary Derby. And Mary's a winemaker, and Don and Mary make these wines together. It's a real women-friendly business. They market their wines to women, and they're the kind of wines that women in Washington are really liking now, really beautiful, lush reds and some light, crisp Rieslings, and they have a very elegant little wine tasting room there. So that's a must-see.
Well, I'll say if you can't get over to Eastern Washington or even to Woodinville, there is a wine tasting room right at Pike Place Market. So, you know, tasting rooms are all over the place.
That's for sure, and it's really fun to take a group of friends, girlfriends. I just went with on an annual birthday trip with some girlfriends up to the Okanagan wine country, and that was really fun in Canada. But I think next year we're going to hit Eastern Washington. We've gone to Willamette. We went to the Chelan area, and we spend 3 days just wandering around eating and tasting wine. It's really fun.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all this with us. And again, they can go to seattlemag.com and see all this information.
Yes. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. This is Chat with Women. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find out, how do you get on Oprah? And do you want to get on Oprah?
Deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay, all over
the... Are you tired of doctors that don't listen to you? Do you barely get enough time to tell your doctor what's going on with you? Would you like to spend more time with your doctor so they can really answer your questions? One such doctor that can do this for you is Dr. Leah McNeil in Bellevue. She's a naturopathic doctor and practices family medicine. She does full physicals, blood work, uses herbs, vitamins, and pharmacy, if needed, to help you get better. She also does nutrition analysis and lifestyle counseling. You can reach her at 425-452-9366 or on her website at naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
I found the latest and greatest pure nutrition product.
Really? What?
I've discovered All One.
What's All One?
You know, vitamins can be confusing and hard to swallow. Handful of pills, horrible tasting liquids.
Yeah, and how do you know what you're supposed to take or when? And the cost of all those pills.
All One is an easy and affordable pure nutrition powder, and All One turns a glass of juice into a one-step all-day nutrition program. It's affordable, complete, pure nutrition for your whole family.
Where do I get All One?
Well, you can go to Fred Meyer, Whole Foods, Pilgrim's, Vitamin Shoppe, PCC Markets, and Seattle Super Supplements, or any fine health food store. To learn more, go to all-1.com. That's all-1.com.
Is your home out of sorts? Do you feel at home in your own home? Maybe it needs some feng shui help. Small changes can bring huge rewards in the feel of a home. For a realtor who is knowledgeable about feng shui and all its facets, color, material, windows, and doors, call Barb at RE/MAX, 425-445-7003, or on her website at callbarb.net. That's 425-445-7003, or callbarb.net.
Publicity, anyone? Are you thirsty to learn how to help your business take flight with the power of do-it-yourself publicity? Register now for this October 17th workshop. You'll learn to invite local and national media attention to catapult your product, service, or idea to a higher level of fabulous. Publicity trainer Nancy Jutton and Get Booked on Oprah expert Susan Harrow will be your guides for a half day steeped in insider secrets, tea, and all the chocolate you crave. Register at nancyandsusan.com.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Esta noche bailamos. Te doy toda mi vida.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
I'm Rochelle.
And now joining us is Susan Harrow, who is a media coach, marketing expert, and author of Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul. Now think about that. Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul. This is going to be very interesting. The ultimate guide to getting booked on Oprah, or you want to get booked on in the magazine, or do you want to get a six-figure book advance? She's appeared on Oprah, 60 Minutes, CNN, CBS, Good Morning America, and Larry King Live. This is a lot of different avenues of publicity that she's gotten for herself. And then also in the studio today, as we had said, is Nancy Jutton, who is a personal friend of Rochelle's and I, who Rochelle described as the queen of publicity. And
actually, one of her clients described her as that.
Is that right? Uh-huh. I love that. It's such a great... We'll call you Queenie now, Nancy. How's that? And so anyway, this is how she describes herself. She's a trenches publicist, newspaper columnist, speaker, author, and what she's really known for is the Media Savvy to Go publicity toolkit, which is so exciting because this is something we can use. Small businesses, we don't have to hire a very expensive PR person. We can do this ourselves. So welcome, ladies, to Chat with Women.
Thank you. One quick thing is that I haven't appeared on those shows, but my clients have.
Oh!
Yeah. So I've worked with my clients to media train them and get them on those shows.
Wow.
Well you are sort of a ghost.
I am. I mean, that's what we do behind the scenes.
Yeah,
we put people into the spotlight.
You're the king queen makers.
Thank you.
There we go. So we want to start out our question with Nancy. First of all, Nancy, what is publicity and why do I need it?
Well, that's an excellent question, Pam. Publicity is the art of inviting the attention of the local, national, internet, or wherever the media that you pay attention to pay attention to you so that your message can carry far and wide on a one-to-many basis so more people, more of the right people, can find out about what you do, how you serve, and why it matters so they can beat a path to your door. The reason publicity is really important now more than ever, you don't have to be... it's just amazing what's happening in the economy right now, and business owners are really... having to evaluate how they spend their money to build the buzz about their business.
Mm-hmm.
Many are having to pull back on their advertising. They're going to have to retrench and look at new ways to tell their stories. The beauty of publicity is that if you get the right media outlets to take an interest in how you serve and contribute to the world, your message will carry far and wide, and you won't have to pay a dime for the privilege. It's just a matter of being prepared, sharing a powerful, compelling message that's timely, newsworthy, relevant, trendworthy, and worth talking about. And if we could teach business business owners everywhere how to deploy this powerful tool to their advantage, they would have the satisfaction of doing it themselves and never having to be hungry for publicity again.
Sounds good to me.
That's what I'm all about. I'm fiercely committed to helping business owners everywhere unlock the power of publicity so they can do more of what they love and get on with their lives.
Well, and the other thing about publicity is that when you appear, versus advertising, when you appear in the media, it actually, people take you more seriously because they know it's not advertising and you've passed through the eye of the journalist or the producer and have already been screened. So you have automatically another level of credibility. I mean, a lot of clients say to me, oh, well, I see my competition in the media. Why can't I be there? Well, you can be there when you hire someone like Nancy, or you do it yourself, or you learn how to do that, and you can be seen at the same level of prestige as your competition.
You know, that's really true, because when you think about it, an ad in a magazine doesn't have any impact like a story about you. It has so much, because when we read it, we go, oh, look at these people. So a story is more powerful. Well, Susan, I want to ask you, you say that women do publicity different than men. How so?
Well, first, women think that to do publicity is that they have to brag, beg, or whore themselves. And oftentimes they're reluctant to be in the spotlight. And men are typically much more comfortable spouting off their views. But we can flip that. We can flip that because women are servers. So if we think about publicity as just serving the community, giving the community what it needs, the service, the product, the cause, the business, whatever we have, we can shift that kind of mentality. And the other thing that women don't do as well as men, that we can learn from men, is to really set their intention and set their goals. What do you want for your business? Because that's going to drive how you do publicity. Meaning, now I know how I want to serve, but what do I want for myself? Do I want more customers in the door? Do I want people to go to the internet? Do I want more speaking engagements? Do I want to have more connection within the community, make connections, more recognition, prestige? That's going to drive how you position yourself with a press release or pitch letter, which was Nancy was saying, how you make yourself newsworthy or trendworthy and go out there. Because if you don't do that ahead of time, you're not going to get the kind of publicity that you want. You may get the publicity, but the purpose of publicity is to get you the kind of business that you particularly want. And we're all different in that.
Okay, this, you know, there's a lot coming out of this today. I'm sitting here listening, and there's a lot. But I have a question. I want to ask something. Sarah Palin is in the news, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want to know, is she doing a good job of representing herself? Could she be doing something better? Is she a positive, powerful example for women?
I'll tell you where she's powerful, and that is creating relationship and rapport. Huh. At the debate, if you notice both her body language with Joe Biden, is she said, can I call you Joe?
Yeah.
Joe. You know, she stepped in, she leaned in, she created immediately, and she put him off guard, by the way, because she's asking for intimacy right away, which candidates don't do of each other.
True.
So, and in every interview I've seen, she's asked for that intimacy. She has created that intimacy. And we women do that very well. She's created that rapport, which makes it a lot less likely for a reporter to attack her. Now, of course, you know, at the higher levels, reporters are skilled and not going to be influenced by that. She's a very good rapport creator, and we as women are. What she could do better is that she doesn't really have her talking points down, and her talking points are the core messages. What kind of policies is she actually going to make if she's in the vice presidential position? And if I were media coaching her, I would say you need to be able to transition into some very solid and specific policies and changes and be specific down to the level of, if you're talking about the environment, you know, have a headline, create a headline, you know, in 5 years, the United States will be energy efficient. Here's how. We're going to pass the tax bill for the tax credits for alternative energy for wind and solar and not have those companies go over to Japan and other countries. We're going to have them stay right here and to move into those kind of points. And that's what we as women need to do when we're in the media, is have our points planned so we know what we want to convey to our audience so we do have the results we want.
Well, Susan, I don't see any of the candidates really doing what you're saying.
They really are.
So it sounds like they all need some media coaching, because that's what we want to see, for instance, tonight, don't we? We want to see them take exactly do what you're saying when they're on camera tonight rather than attacking each other.
That's right. We're begging for that.
We really are. So
as a nation.
You wonder, who are their media coaches, for heaven's sakes, because we really do want to hear that. Well, I want to ask, what is your advice to women who fear the media spotlight?
Get in it.
Walk through your fears.
And to do, you know, work with someone like Nancy in their community, in your community, working with Nancy, so you can start locally. The most important thing is to start locally before you go nationally, so you can get used to the pace of media and get that practice. And start small. I mean, first I recommend that they start with print, because print is slower and you're not seen, you know, visibly, so you can be on the phone. So you can just focus on your words. And then once you've got your words down, then go to radio, because again, you know, we can't see each other, so you don't have to worry about body language and facial language. So that's the next easiest form, other than the internet, of course, which anyone can do as well. And then once you've got your chops down on radio, then you move to TV. So you do it gradually. It's not suddenly, you know, it's like you need to be able to walk a mile before you can run a marathon. So it's about starting very slowly. And I recommend that to all of my clients. When somebody has just begun a media campaign, we start them very, very slowly so they can get their feet wet. And then we analyze every interview afterwards. And when did you do well? What could you do differently? And what would you like to change next time?
Well,
and then the process.
Can I make a point?
Yes, yes, Nancy, go ahead.
I totally agree with what Susan's saying, and one of the things that I think is really important to point out is that most people are just doing business in their backyard, and if they could just do more business with the people in their own backyard, then they would have all the prosperity that they would ever want. So while it's important to aim high and go ahead and reach for Oprah and CNN or wherever you want to be, don't forget that when you're seen, heard, and celebrated in your own backyard, that's where you do business. That's where your bounty is residing. Mm-hmm. So if you get to be really practiced at being good on the radio and being good on camera and being good with an interview on the telephone that's going to show up in a newspaper, a magazine, or a blog, all of a sudden, pretty much, you're going to be known as the queen of whatever you are. And when people are trying to think about where they're going to go to get whatever that is, you're going to be top of the mind, and that's what it's all about. So aim for the stars. Approach like you're approach the media like you're approaching the highest possible outlet. But use those same approaches as you're dealing with your local media, because you will rise to the top. Your stories will carry because everyone else is schlepping bad stuff, and you're going to look fantastic.
That's true.
And that's really true, Nancy. And also the ironic thing about that is that when you do start to get local media and get really good at it, the national press notices. When they're searching for an expert in your area or someone who does business well, then they look at all the local papers and the local TV. And, you know, I had one client get discovered in a little Moonlighter, which isn't even up to the local. It's not even a local paper. It's a community paper. Kat Albrecht, who was cop turned pet detective, she taught her dogs to search out animals that were lost.
You
saw her?
I just saw her on some, I think it was Evening Magazine or something.
Yeah, she's been on, you know, she's been on a lot of national shows, including in People Magazine and on To Tell the Truth and NPR.
Wow.
But Kat took a class with me a long time ago, a class at the Learning Annex, and I said, never pass up an opportunity. So when the Moonlighter came by and wanted to interview her, she didn't pass it up. And then the San Francisco Chronicle saw her in the Moonlighter, and then People Magazine saw her in the Chronicle, and on and on.
Wow, that's impressive.
And then she got a book deal. We have the same literary agent. So that's how it starts. She was right in her local community, like Nancy said.
So, ladies, it's baby steps.
Oh, absolutely.
It really is.
Well, Susan, give us some tips on how we can get into Oprah and or even O Magazine. Now, I'm hearing we should just, first of all, connect with our local base. That's paramount.
It really is. And you start to do good work in your community. I mean, Oprah and O Magazine are all about community service. Now, that's one angle. It's not the only angle. But it's also about, you would be surprised at how many people I talk to who want to get on Oprah and O who do not read the magazine and don't watch the show.
Oh.
Yes. And it's, I know it may be shocking and, mm-hmm. you know, and it may sound basic, but you really need to understand how the show is put together, how the magazine is put together, and where you fit in. And then really think about what a value do you have to Oprah's community? Why is she going to, why is it important to her community what you have? And really connect that very directly. The other thing that, that Oprah looks for is beauty. You know, you have to be packaged beautifully.
Oh.
Yes, in all regard. I mean, and we're talking inside and out, too. I mean, Oprah looks for people who are beautiful inside and out.
You're right, because there really aren't any homely people on Oprah now that you say that.
No.
Very, they look great. They, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I know. I remember my sweetie, you know, sitting next to me watching Oprah, which he doesn't readily admit in public. But he said, oh, you know, everybody looks so relaxed and polished. And I said, yes, because that, you know, you are not going to get on Oprah unless you're relaxed and polished and can say your point easily under pressure. Plus, they do your makeup for you.
Of course they do.
So that helps in the beauty part.
Anything else?
Well, I think besides studying the magazine, what you really need to do is to understand the pitch process. And the pitching process is really never about you, your product, your service, or your cause. It's always what's going on in the culture today that's of particular interest to Oprah and her audience. So, you know, she's always looking for things that are topical and that are mind-bending in a way. What is going to expand your consciousness in such a way that you may think about things in a different way? You know, do you have a different perspective? I mean, I remember when the pregnant man, does he live in Seattle?
I think he lives in Portland.
In Portland.
Portland. He lives in Portland. He actually came to me to get on Oprah, and I did turn him down because I thought it would be too sensational, but he got on Oprah. Anyway, I didn't think it was going to produce the kind of mind expansion that he intended. But when he was on Oprah, part of what was so great about that show is that here's something that makes us think in a different way. Number one, is this possible? You know, how do we look at other human beings? How do we judge other human beings? There's some deeper questions there. And I think Oprah is always seeking that, you know, how to look at complicated issues in a more expansive way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he was a little, she was a little bit of sensationalism. It
was sensational. How could it
absolutely,
not be?
Absolutely, absolutely was.
It's kind of out of the circus, you know, the woman with the beard, that kind of, it really took us back.
I was surprised that she wanted him on. I was a little disappointed, actually, in that. But I want to, just one quick, fast question before we take a break. There is, as far as I know, the only way to even get to Oprah is through, I send an email, I say I have something I want to tell you. Is there any other way other than sending an email through her website that you can get to her?
Well, you can get to her with a publicist. But
okay.
Typically, because publicists have relationships.
There
with,
we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, this common folks. Go ahead, Nancy.
I just got a client on Oprah Magazine on page 288 in the October issue.
And can we say which client?
Yes, it was Seattle Chocolate Company. And the way I did it and the way you can do it, too, is you can subscribe to a service called Gift List Media. And you can go to giftlistmedia.com. And then you gain access to hundreds and hundreds of decision makers who are actually looking for products, services, and ideas just like yours and are specifying the deadline by which they need to hear from you and why your thing is happy, fabulous, cool, provocative, and everything else. And the very first day I had my Gift List Media subscription, I quickly found this producer, and I made my pitch, and 15 minutes later, someone actually called me back and said, we want samples.
Wow.
That's so pretty impressive.
You could have knocked me over with a feather.
Well, it tells you can do it then.
So, Giftless Media, please subscribe. You will be well served.
But also what I want to say is Nancy had a really great angle and product.
Right.
The great product was the delicious dark chocolate, right?
Yes.
And then the angle was that the profits go to breast cancer.
Right.
And it was beautifully packaged. So she's got a number of things. She's got a quality product. That tastes good. I mean, chocolate. You know, what woman doesn't love chocolate?
And Oprah does love her chocolate.
She does love her chocolate. Mm-hmm. So it was beautifully packaged. Nancy packaged the story well.
And can I say this, Susan?
Yes.
I owe my success in O Magazine to you because I set the intention I wanted to earn a place for one of my clients in O Magazine. So I read all your books and I learned what to do. And when the opportunity struck, I did exactly what it was I read in all of your books, and it paid out big time for my client, which means it pays off well for me too. And now people all around the nation are going to buy the Extreme Dark Chocolate Truffle Bar from Seattle Chocolate Company and know that 100% of the net profits are going to benefit breast cancer charities. And isn't that a beautiful thing?
It is.
Oh, it's the power of connections. I love this. Well, we are connecting with Nancy Jutton and Susan Harrow, but we have to connect with our sponsors. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Chat with Women. We'll be right back.
Seattle Magazine, the premier Seattle monthly, is your taste of the city. Seattle Magazine, connecting you to the best restaurants and the region's world-class wine scene, featuring local trends in fashion and the area's best shops, plus must-attend events, urban safaris, and Northwest getaways. Seattle Magazine, profiling the city's most influential people and presenting in-depth local coverage. This month, featuring Washington wine country getaways, from romantic wine tastings by horseback to classic Walla Walla wineries and rustic wine tours. Also, next month, the best new microbrews, spooky tips from a grown-up Halloween party, and emerging Northwest authors. All this and more in the October issue of Seattle Magazine on newsstands now. Seattle Magazine, now featuring Northwest Home, your bi-monthly resource for home decor, Northwest design, and regional architecture. Search between the issues at seattlemag.com and get connected.
Hi, it's Ronnie with WrapMeThin.com. Are you looking for the ultimate girls' night in? Throw an event to remember with a wrap-it-up spa party. Get our exclusive spa facials and tummy wraps to tone your body and take the years off, all in the comfort of your own home. And the best part is, it's so affordable. For a limited time only, it's just $20 a wrap. And we wrap the hostess for free. That's our gift to you for inviting us to pamper you and your friends in style. Anytime there are women who love to look good, we're there. We do all sorts of parties, like wine, women and wraps parties, bridal showers, mommy makeovers, and much more. Appointments are filling fast. So call me now at 206-203-5621 for more details and to book your own exclusive event. That's 206-203-5621.
Seattle Business Magazine, the ultimate compass for local business. Seattle Business Magazine is the area's must-read guide for innovators and entrepreneurs in the Puget Sound. Only Seattle Business Magazine brings you leading trends and strategies. Seattle Business Magazine, unparalleled, bold, engaging. Do you work in one of the best places in the city? Does your small business face big challenges? Seattle Business Magazine, from startup to IPO to Fortune 500. This month, see our picks for the top 25 innovators, the entrepreneurs and deal makers who are shaping the region's future. Plus, business groups weigh in on this year's governor's race, digitizing your mail, and more. Discover information vital to your business only in Seattle Business Magazine. Sign up now for your free subscription and visit seattlebusinessmagazine.com today for up-to-the-minute regional business news. Seattle Business Magazine. Inspire. Innovate. Create.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And we're talking to Susan Harrow and Nancy Judden about publicity. How do we get it? You know, what do we do? All of these questions. And we've been talking a lot about how to get on Oprah. Rather, we want to get on Oprah, or what about Oprah? But, Nancy, you have an event coming up this month. talk about that, because at that event, we're going to learn some of this information we're talking about on the show today.
Well, absolutely. On October 17th, Susan Harrow and I are going to jointly present the Grande Size Publicity, and this event is all about how to deploy the power of local and national publicity to get your story told so you can get on with your life. If you are one of those people that can't afford to hire an outside publicist who has so much interest in your own success that you want to take the ball and run with it, you owe it to yourself to come to the Grande Size Publicity, spend a half day with us to learn the nitty-gritty details of how to use publicity, what tools can you use, who are you going to call, what are you going to say, how do you get it right, because all those questions are going to be answered, and you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be enjoying tea, chocolate, conversation, connection, access to the experts, and you're going to leave probably with 20 new business cards of people who are equally inspired who want to do the very same thing. And so it's the Grande Size Publicity, and I'm happy to say we'll be offering a free ticket to someone who's calling in.
I think that's what's really exciting, a free ticket for somebody to come and grow their business and get out into the community and make it bigger.
Well, and leave with an armful of tools and information and actual how-to stuff so you can actually leave the event empowered to get it done.
Well, I want to tell you that Rochelle and I went to one of your events, Nancy, and we sat there and we talked a little bit about how to get on radio, why get on radio, and we were so inspired. Rochelle and I had to get up and go to work. We were like, there's so much to do. We've learned so much just in a half hour of what we could go home and do ourselves and make some things happen. So we were so it's like, we have to go. And so we want everyone to know this is an opportunity for them to get to meet you as well, of course, as Susan Harrow. So let's give out the phone numbers and let's give it away to the fifth caller, 425-373-5527, 888-298-5569. And you're going to get this day. You're going to get a day.
And you know, I think one of the things we should point out, Pam and I are all about networking and connections and things like this. And I think what our listener, the winner, should realize is that think of the connections they're going to make.
Absolutely.
Where normally they're not going to be able to get into these, to meet these people one-on-one. Sure, they can call Nancy up. You're very friendly. You're very delightful to talk with. But Susan's flying in from East Coast. From the Bay Area to come in for this. I mean, and then think of the other people that are going to be in this room that you can personally connect with. And you can share your ideas. I mean, I think a lot of what you offer, Nancy, is sharing the idea and making them think outside the box.
Well, the other thing that happens that I think is enormously powerful for people is that I study up on everyone who's in the room before we get there.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful, Nancy.
I start thinking about what angles are going to be right for you, and as I'm presenting the information, I'm going to say, okay, we have a coach in the room, and I just happen to know that this is your expertise, and did you know that this is timely, newsworthy, and relevant, and did that ever occur to you? And I hear that there's someone else in the room, and this is what your situation is, and did this ever occur to you? And oh, by the way, and so what happens is I see, hear, and celebrate the people who are in the room. I let them know that I've done my homework. I really create an inviting situation where people feel like they had laser coaching in a half day with 20 of their best friends.
I have to tell you what's so exciting, Nancy, is the phones haven't stopped ringing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very
people
good.
People are so excited about what you're doing.
Well, it's
now,
an opportunity.
This is such an opportunity. Now, this is on Mercer Island, right?
It's at the Mercer Island Community Center, and you can go to nancyandsusan.com to register if you are not one of the lucky ones to get a free ticket. We've reduced the price from $397 to $297, so you get an abundance of fabulous information, tools, resources, and access to the people who can help you locally and nationally. I might be your fairy godmother and tell you who to call and what to say. It happens all the time.
I love that.
And you are going to give them tools that they can leave.
Absolutely.
And continue this knowledge without you. And let's not kid ourselves, you're going to have your telephone number and your websites plastered there. So if they had a question,
right,
I'm sure you'd be available for them to email you or telephone you. I mean, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to grow your business. You don't want to miss this. You really don't.
Well, and can I make one
Please.
More point?
Sure.
Was it all right if I talk about...
We would like you. We're okay. Sitting with this fabulous box in front of us.
Here.
It's this package. It's this delightful, I want to say, gift
it's
that you
present.
Would receive
yes.
in
yes.
the mail. And tell us about it, Nancy.
Well, one of the things I know for sure is that $297 right now is a lot of money. And if you're truly serious about growing your business, it's actually not a lot of money
right.
at all
no,
for the value
not.
That you're going to get.
True.
And if you want to come to the event, please do. We've got an amazing community. It's nancyandsusan.com. Please come on over. But I've had a lot of people say to me, that's on my wish list of something I want to do, but I can't afford it right now. Is there some other way you can help me? And yes, there is. And not only can you help yourself, but you can help women who are newly diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm happy to announce that I have created the Publicity to Go gift box. And this is the best of the Publicity half-day event in a tote box that comes in hot pink.
It is gorgeous.
And it includes an audio file, two tips booklets that offer 147 powerful ways to profit from free publicity, your own prosperity teacup.
I was going to say the teacup is just divine.
And it includes... In the span of time
it takes tea
and chocolate from Seattle Chocolate Company. In the time it takes you to enjoy a really good cup of tea without getting in your car, leaving your office, you can get the very best of the half-day event for a song. In a couple of days, it's going to be posted at MainStreetMediaSavvy.com. The best part about it is going to be posted at MainStreetMediaSavvy.com.
MainStreetMediaSavvy.com.
And 10% of the net proceeds, 10% of the net profits from the sale of this Publicity to Go gift are going to benefit the Northwest Hope and Healing Foundation, which provides healing baskets for women who are newly diagnosed with breast cancer. So those women who are in a time of need where they need comfort and joy when comfort and joy is deeply needed are going to receive a benefit from every purchase that's made of the Publicity to Go gift. So you can treat yourself to the gift of prosperity by learning how to deploy the power of publicity to your own advantage. You can do it for a price that makes fabulous sense, and you'll know that every purchase is helping other women in their quest for recovery from this dreaded disease that we should find a cure for in our lifetime.
And let me just say, these two books that Nancy has in here, they're pocket size, okay? The first one is 97 Powerful Ways to Profit from Free Publicity. The other one is 50 Powerful Publicity Boosters to Build Your Business. And I'm going to tell you something. Pam and I have received ours. We got this 2 years ago. You know, they're so simple, and you go, oh my gosh, why didn't I? That's like, oh my gosh. I mean, you just make it an oh my gosh, well, I can do that. And I think that's the key to this. And I love that you sit with a cup of tea and you start reading through your booklets. It becomes overwhelming because it's like there's 97 things I can do. You have to do it one by one. You can't do them all at once because it's overwhelming. But they're the simplest little things.
Well, and let me say this about that. When you come to the Grande Size Publicity on October 17th, it's tea, it's chocolate, it's connection, it's conversation, it's an experience, it's a gift you give yourself, it's a multi-sensory moment, and you're going to embrace this information and get into action. That is what it's all about. If you're just sitting there dryly on a bench trying to read information, you're not excited. But what we're trying to do is engage you in this information mm-hmm. so you will actually get into action. The success stories that people report every day totally blow me away. This is not hard. It's not brain surgery. It's not rocket science. But if you want to be seen, heard, and celebrated locally and beyond, you owe yourself the gift of the Grande Size Publicity or the Publicity to Go bundle, because either way, you win.
I love that. All right, you're listening to Chat with Women. Joining us is Nancy Jutton and Susan Harrow. We just chatted about something that you can go to October 17th, but go to nancyandsusan.com. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Chat with Women. We'll be right back.
If last winter's weather produced water problems affecting your basement or crawl space, then it's time to call PermaDry Waterproofing and Drainage, the local company with the permanent solutions. PermaDry Waterproofing has been serving Northwest property owners for over 12 years, specializing in solving at and below grade water problems. So if you end up with a wet basement when it rains, a leaky foundation wall crack, water accumulating in your crawl space, or a downspout system that just isn't doing the job, then PermaDry will solve the problem permanently. and the work is all guaranteed. Call PermaDry today. Request an in-home assessment of your problem. One of their field representatives will work with you on finding the cause and a solution and get you on your way to staying dry this winter. PermaDry, that is. Call PermaDry today at 800-584-9118 or find them on the web at permadrywaterproofing.com. That's permadrywaterproofing.com. PermaDry Waterproofing. Protect and enjoy your dry home this winter. Call PermaDry today.
Hi, this is Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
Now, you're probably wondering, what's Chat with Women, and who's Pam and Rochelle?
We are a radio show and a website. We are here to build a community for women and the men who love them, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Would you like to reach successful, motivated, and empowered women in the Puget Sound region and worldwide on the Internet? Email us, info@chatwithwomen.com.
Thanks for joining us.
Publicity, anyone? Are you thirsty to learn how to help your business take flight with the power of do-it-yourself publicity? Register now for this October 17th workshop. You'll learn to invite local and national media attention to catapult your product, service, or idea to a higher level of fabulous. Publicity trainer Nancy Jutton and Get Booked on Oprah expert Susan Harrow will be your guides for a half day steeped in insider secrets, tea, and all the chocolate you crave. Register at nancyandsusan.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
I'm Rochelle.
And this has been really exciting. We're talking about media and how do we get into the media. We're talking to Susan Harrow and, of course, Nancy Judden. And there's an event coming up this October 17th that you're going to actually be able to attend. And we do have a winner. We gave away a ticket. Kathy from Seattle is the winner. Congratulations. But you can go yourself now to nancyandsusan.com and sign up. This is very inexpensive. Go check it out and see what you think. Now, before we went to break, we've been talking about what Nancy's doing locally. Now let's talk about, Susan, you coached James Ray, who was one of the stars of The Secret, and he actually went on Larry King Live and Oprah. How did you coach him? How do you do that? How do you help these people? Because he was very professional on both shows.
Well, James started out, I mean, he is a professional speaker, and a couple of things went on here. Number one, he's used to telling a story in 45 minutes, and on TV you have to tell a story in 10 to 30 seconds. And really, so it was a big challenge for him to condense some of those stories down from what he's used to having days and days of seminars. And what's important here is that a lot of times people don't think about what their sound bites are, what they're actually wanting to convey to the audience. They think about, how am I going to get media? But once you've secured that media, once you are interviewed by your local newspaper or TV station or radio or on national TV, what are you going to say once you're in the spotlight? And that's what's going to really drive the business. And most people don't think about that part. They think that it's the be-all and end-all to have gotten the media, but that's actually not true. I've actually had clients who've been on Oprah who didn't have much of an effect in business. One woman came to me. She had been on Oprah twice, and she said, this time, I really want to make it have an effect on my business. So she came to me, and we worked on what she needed to say to her audience in order to inspire them to buy and to take her courses and buy her products. So with James, we worked on condensing his stories down to very key points, and we worked in some tips, you know, insights and tips, and then we talked about what stories and the kind of success that he's had with his clients. Now, he, you know, Oprah and Larry King Live, they go through a process of interviewing you. It's not just a one-time event. Often it's over months and it's many, many people who are interviewing you to make sure that you can pass muster once you're on TV. So that's like behind the scenes what went on, this kind of process, which was hours and hours of honing points that were specific to the angle that was going to be on Oprah and Larry King Live, and the angle was The Secret. But that's still a big angle, so we have to even further narrow that down and say, what aspects of The Secret are you going to talk about? And what James and I worked out for his opening soundbite was that you've got to go 3 for 3. The law of attraction means that you've got to know what you want. You've got to get the really good feelings about what it is that you know that you can have it, really believe it. And then the third thing is action. So we worked this out and we timed it out, because that was one of the keys of the whole idea of The Secret. It was going 3 for 3. All of these three things have to be in alignment for you to get what you want. It's not just wishing it. So we worked out like 6 key points and figured out how James could work those into the conversation no matter which way the conversation went, so he could say what he wanted and inspire people to come to his events, which is what James mostly wanted. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Well, you hone it in. You know, you put it like in a funnel and you make it come to the narrow point so that it really, you're very precise and articulate.
That's right. And it's about the stories that also, the stories, we worked in some stories that illustrated that James had success with his clients in the kind of seminars that he had. So people can say, oh, he's had success with them. Maybe he can have success with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if you don't do that, you're going to lose me on a show like that. You're absolutely right. It has to be very quick. This is really interesting because what if you're going to be interviewed by a newspaper? You still need this kind of help.
Oh,
you don't
absolutely
want to ramble on and on.
No, absolutely. You have to be on point, mm-hmm. and you have to key in to something that's going to be of interest to the audience of that particular newspaper, of that particular audience, and that particular angle.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets down to a very small, nitty-gritty kind of thing. When we're talking about an angle, it's like, what's going on in the culture today that's important right now at this moment?
I hear angle.
Yeah, angle means
very
like,
important.
Okay, right now, like for The Secret, what the crest of it was that anyone can have what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is at a time when a lot of people aren't getting what they want. You know, in the culture, there's a lot going on at the time, so people did not feel so empowered. So we really said, you know, what is it that's going to have each person? The government isn't doing it for us. How can we personally be empowered and be the leaders of our own lives? And that was the key.
Something I'd like to point out that I think is important is that anyone that's going to be interviewed for any reason, for any purpose, needs to think about what they want to have happen as a result of that interview. And when you're laying awake at night, the night before you do that TV show, that radio show, whatever it is, if I had my dreams come true and I would affect the law of attraction, the three key messages I want to get across in a way that I can really be proud are 1, 2, and 3. And no matter what it is that reporter asks of me, I'm going to say, I'm really glad you asked that question, but what I really want to talk about is A, B, and C, because you have to take responsibility for those messages that they carry and have some leadership in that regard, because nobody cares about your message and your success more than you do. And so I think that's a really, really important point that everyone should take.
And the important point is, you know, sometimes people, before they come to me, say, oh, you know, the interviewer didn't ask me the right questions, or they didn't treat me right. It does not matter. Your job, you only have one job, and that's to convey the information that you want your audience to know. Your commitment is to your audience. It's not a commitment. Sorry, Pam and Rochelle, but your commitment is not to the host or the producer.
We understand that. Well, we've only got about a minute, so I want to reiterate October 17th, Grande Size Publicity Workshop. This is going to empower you. You want to call or go to the website, I should say, nancyandsusan.com. And you're both going to be there. This is I think, 10 to 5.
No, it's from 12:30 to 5.
12:30 to 5. So it's a long time. It's a very powerful.
But it goes super fast.
It's gone in a minute.
But what I say is, this is great. You're going to get a lot of information. This is enough time. You're going to leave with some great information. So any last minute, we have about 30 seconds. Did either one of you want to leave with us?
I'd like to say this. This is Nancy speaking. Everyone owes it to themselves to figure out the nitty-gritty tools to find out how they can be seen, heard, and celebrated in their own backyard and beyond. And when you deploy those tools to your advantage, you will enjoy more success with greater ease, and you will get on with your life, and it's a beautiful thing. So when are you going to get started? started, nancyandsusan.com. Check it out.
Oh, and the other thing is that this, to remember that this is a process, but you have to begin it. I mean, to take James Ray's advice, you know, you have to think it, feel it, and then you have to take action. Because if you don't take action, nothing's going to happen on the earth plane, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so it's about getting into motion, because once you get into motion, that's when things happen. And the beauty of publicity is that we never know what's going to happen out of it. And oftentimes, surprising and fabulous things do. But it's about taking the first step and putting yourself, at least, even not the first step before the spotlight, is to put yourself in a room with these, you know, 20 to 50 people. And I think we're already three quarters full. So we'd like everyone to be there. It's a small and intimate group. But to take the steps within a safe community, so when you go out into the world, you're prepared.
Thank you. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to get cut off. So thank you so much. Go to the website again, nancyandsusan.com. Tomorrow, Doug Inglesby, All One Nutritional Supplements, and Dr. Northrup. Yes, Dr. Northrup. She's going to be talking about the secret pleasures of menopause. Dare to dream big, everyone. And remember to live, love, and laugh.
Make some noise. We raise my voice.